This is your Picks Now update. I'm Ken Bastida.
And I'm Elizabeth Cook. Here are some of your top headlines.
Right now, police in Pittsburgh searching for the suspect in a fatal hit and run. They say a driver struck and killed a man and then took off. This happened about 1:30 this morning at West Leland and Bailey Roads. Earlier today, police blocked off that intersection, forcing a massive backup for cars. No word yet on the victim's identity or any description of the suspect vehicle.
Contra Costa County trying out a new tactic to stop sideshows. The Public Works Department has installed 100 of these traffic markers. Some were put up near Alhambra Valley and Bear Creek Roads in Martinez. The area has been a popular intersection for sideshows.
What we want is to have it be so uncomfortable for illegal sideshows that they don't want to do them here anymore.
The markers are nearly 2 inches tall. Crews have also installed signs to alert drivers to the addition. The county plans to check back with residents and authorities to see if the markers are working.
Today in the South Bay, the San Jose CHP office got a firsthand look at this Waymo vehicle. Officers were able to learn the ins and outs of the car, checking out the interior, kicking the tires. For those apprehensive about the vehicles hitting the road, CHP has offered some advice.
Autonomous vehicles are going to be a portion of our future. They're going to be out there in increasing numbers as time goes on. Just take caution around them. Understand that just like a new driver, they're learning how to navigate the roadways safely. You could think of them as student drivers per se.
Waymo expected to expand testing across the South Bay very soon.
Right now, UC workers across the state continue to strike because of failed bargaining. For 20 months, the UC and the union, representing thousands of research, technical, and healthcare workers, have been negotiating, but it has gone nowhere. The heart of the issue, wage inequality.
The university is taking too much money out to pay high-paid executives six-figure salaries and raises and bonuses instead of taking care of their line staff and their workers.
The strike at UCSF Parnassus forced hundreds of doctors' visits and over 100 chemo appointments to be rescheduled. In the meantime, weekend staff and contracted employees were brought in. The strike will continue throughout the day. However, there's no telling when a resolution will be reached.
Some Bay Area mayors joining California Governor Gavin Newsom today to address the issue of homelessness across the state. Governor Newsom says that we need more resources.
We related the issues of temporary solutions, situational solutions to addressing the issue of homelessness, and that is housing, but also the issues of shelters and how we can focus on short-term as well as long-term strategies.
Governor Newsom added that when it comes to the budget, it's not just about money, it's about reprioritizing.
After 45 years, Mountain View's popular Milk Pail Market will be permanently closing its doors. Known for its cheese, croissants, and crowded aisles, the family-owned store calls the closure bittersweet.
On one hand, having been part of this for so long, my father's been, you know, owning this business for 45 years. That's an incredible length of time that is nearly unheard of, you know, for a business owner. And there's one aspect of relief to be done with it and to, you know, truly retire, enjoy life for all it has to offer.
The owners informed their loyal customers of the closure via message on social media. They cited the changing neighborhood has led to a drop in business. The store will close in June.
We kicked off the first day of spring with some showers, but now we're getting a little break in the rain. And taking a live look from our San Jose camera, you can see some blue skies out there peeking through the clouds. Our chief meteorologist, Paul Diano, tracking our next chance of rain. Paul?
And we're going to look at the radar, showing you what's going on now, and then look forward to our next round of rainfall. We have early spring temperatures. Spring sprung 2 minutes before 3 o'clock. It still feels a whole lot like winter outside. 50s and low 60s. Oakland, 60 right now. San Francisco, 59. Santa Rosa, only 57. Over the past 24 hours, it is much cooler. Double-digit degrees cooler in Concord and SFO. San Jose, 9 degrees cooler. Also 9 degrees cooler in Santa Rosa and Novato. The rain is gone. There will be one area of low pressure sneaking by to our south and west, which may fire off a few showers along the coast range. But the activity has moved into the Central Valley. Valley, where we have seen numerous lightning strikes over the past couple hours. Futurecast will paint a mainly dry picture overnight tonight. Notice down toward the Santa Cruz Mountains and the higher elevations of San Mateo County, we may see a few showers early tomorrow. Next round of rain, not that far away. We will be mainly dry on Thursday. Friday, not so much. There's some rain moving through. Another round of rainfall late morning, early afternoon. Overnight lows tonight, 40s, Oakland 46, San Jose 44. Your highs on Thursday with partly sunny skies, low to mid 60s. Talk about the weekend forecast coming up on KPIX at 5. For now, that's your Picks Now forecast.
All right, looks good. Today, San Francisco just opened up the world's first virtual reality gym. Called Black Box VR. It's on Market Street. The gym consists of users entering a black box where they're immersed in a video game, but your body is the controller. I guess they didn't see the movie Tron. The workout is just 30 minutes and is a mixture of resistance and high intensity interval training.
Well, this one is all for all you dog lovers out there. The most adorable celebration of the year is coming up. National Puppy Day is this Friday. And what better way to celebrate than to share some pictures of your adorable pups? Post them on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook and tag them hashtag KPIX. You may see them online or on TV.
Well, if you didn't get up at 2:30 in the morning to watch the A's opener in Japan, you missed Power Hour in the Tokyo Dome. Nearly 46,000 in the dome. First regular season game in Japan since 2012. Even Ken Griffey Jr. folks in. Stephen Piscotty, Kanase is homered on two continents. Solo shot to dead center field. The A's jumped out to the early lead. Ichiro is on the Mariners roster just for this series to play in front of the home crowd one final time, and he popped out and then left the game, 45-year-old, in two plate appearances before leaving the game in the fourth inning. Mike Fiers ran into trouble in the third inning, loaded the bases. Domingo Santana cleared him with a grand slam to give Seattle a 5-2 lead, Fiers allowing five runs in three innings. Now, Chris Davis picked up right where he left off last season, hammering a curveball into the seats, a two-run shot to bring the A's within a run. We got a game, but top five. Mariners up 6-4. Former Athletic Ryan Healy, a liner to left. Chad Pender came up empty on the dive. Another run scored. Seattle led 7-4. Bottom of the seventh. Oakland now trailing by five. Matt Chapman gets in on the home run derby. A three-run shot trimmed the Mariner lead to 9-7. But former Giant reliever Hunter Strickland, he was great. A 1-2-3 inning, two strikeouts. Seattle beat Oakland 9-7. The Giants assigned former A's outfielder Matt Joyce. He was released by the Indians yesterday. He would likely begin the season in Sacramento. The 34-year-old hit 25 home runs in 2017, but batted just .208 in 83 games last year. St. Mary's takes on Villanova tomorrow. The Wildcats are used to the big stage. They have won two national titles in 3 years, while the Gales are just doing their part in Little Moraga, according to center Jordan Hunter.
Obviously going to be nervous, but you can't be nervous long. You have to perform.
We're coming into this tournament. People think it was a fluke us beating Gonzaga, so we got to prove that we're capable of doing more than just one great win.
Yeah, the Gales are led by junior guard Jordan Ford. He averages 21 points a game, but Randy Bennett feels everybody, not just Ford, has taken on a bigger role after the team lost several key players to graduation.
This year, I take a lot of pride in this year's team because we basically started from scratch. We had two guys return that played a lot for us last year, and that was Tanner Krebs and Jordan Ford, but neither of those guys were our go-to guys last year. And that's what's happened with our team. Every guy's had to make a move and improve and take on a new role.
That covers the X's and O's, but it would not be media day without some sort of off-the-court frivolity.
Malik, who has the best facial hair on the team?
Come on now, you're looking at him. Probably our big man, Jock Perry. He has a nice little facial hair going on, but don't sleep on me. I'm coming up. Don't worry.
Any facial hair responses by any of the Jordans?
He's just being a bit ignorant. It's all right. The lights are on and he's panicking.
Abilene Christian heard its name called on Selection Sunday for the first time in school history. And things got a little carried away. Coach Joe Golding ripped his only suit during that celebration and did not have the chance to buy a new one before leaving for Jacksonville.
We got one suit place in town. That's it. One suit place. They couldn't get it. They couldn't get it done. I guess you got to alter and do some stuff. So I got one suit, my man. I had two suits when the year started. I left one in the airport. True story. Had to go to when we played Nichols State and buy a suit or khaki pants and a shirt. I'm coaching tomorrow in my baby blue suit, and I'm going to have a hole in my butt, man. So it is what it is, man.
He ripped his pants, jumping out of his seat, split his pants.
I'm going to watch the game just to see if the CBS cameras decide to focus on where exactly that rip
now,
is.
Now, there has got to be an opportunity for a suit maker
to say, hey, give us your measurements,
we'll ship you one to the hotel.
Men's Warehouse or
yeah, somebody like that will cover
that's
it.
That's a great idea. He's probably got 16 suits at his hotel check-in right now.
Poor guy.
I'm not sure I could stomach baby blue with a rip in the butt.
It's his first appearance, right,
yeah.
To the March Madness dance. So I think buying clothes, new suit, whatever the case may be, is going to be pretty low on its priority.
Yeah, he's a coach. He probably doesn't wear a lot of
suits. The campus in Abilene, Texas, is that where it's at?
Is that where it is?
I don't know.
Where's Abilene?
Abilene? It's got to be.
Only one suit place.
Hey, Don, do you know?
Texas.
Get a pair of Wranglers, man. Checkered shirt. Go.
Yeah. Now, are the coaches required to wear a full suit to the – or
no.
That's just more you
no,
showing respect? And, I mean,
to my knowledge, there's no dress code.
There's no dress code. So you could wear just jeans and rentals.
Well, just ask Bobby Knight. Remember, his dress code was the red shirt, the red sweater, actually, for Indiana. That was pretty much
scary.
Chair was optional.
The chair was optional. Yeah. Well, the chair never stayed on the Indiana bench for very long.
That's right.
It was on the other side of the court.
He was so nervous playing for that guy. He was so worried what would happen.
He's
won a national championship.
He knew how to win, that's for sure. Well, we stream our KPIX 5 News at 5 o'clock every day on KPIX.com, and we'll be back in less than 60 minutes.
It's about time. From Washington to the world, the CBS Evening News, now at 6:30. Then, what the Bay Area wants to know with the new 7 p.m. news.
Team coverage in the East Bay.
Weeknights on KPIX 5.